The scripture reading for the message today is Matthew 27, 45, and 46. Hear the word of the Lord. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" One can fail to appreciate the love of God the Father for his children, and it's a big mistake to do so. What I mean is this: people often picture Jesus as loving, but the Father as stern and wrathful. Now, there's no question that the Father, as well as Jesus, is wrathful towards sin. However, the Father, as well as Jesus, loves his children perfectly. There are various reasons, I suppose, that people fail to appreciate the depths of the Father's love. Some, perhaps, have had difficult relationships with their earthly fathers and hold a faulty image of the Heavenly Father. However, I suppose that others fail to appreciate the Father's love because of the cross. It seems that Jesus was loving. He gave his life for sinners. But that the Father was wrathful, he poured out his wrath upon his own Son. It is true that the Father poured out his wrath on his own Son Jesus while Jesus was on the cross. It is also true that Jesus was a wholly innocent man. Nevertheless, the Father's wrath pouring upon Jesus reveals and conveys the highest love for his children. Consider this. Absalom was King David's son. He conspired against his father in order to take his throne. Absalom stole the hearts of people, proclaimed himself the new king, forced David, his father, to flee for his life, and then, in order to really make himself, quote, a stench in his father's nostrils, he slept with David's concubines publicly. The armies of Absalom and David then clashed. David's forces won, and Absalom was killed. When news of the victory reached David, the first thing he said, the first thing he asked was, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" When David was told of Absalom's death, the king was shaken. He went up to the room over the gateway and wept. And as he went, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom. If only I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." If a sinful man's heart is broken over the death of his rebellious and adversarial son, how much more the perfect heavenly Father's heart must have been moved at the death of his own perfectly obedient and loving son. And how awesome it is that he who so loved his son would himself have to slay and crush him. And why? Why? The Father did this to save us, a people he dearly loves, No, he didn't hate his son Jesus. He loved him. But Jesus was made sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He wore the burden of our sin, and the Father, to judge our sin, crushed him in our place. Jesus drank to the last drop the cup of God's wrath against sin. What love! What love that the Father would give his only Son, whom he loved, for you and for me. So, friends, do you see how the cross does not shroud the Father's love for us, but displays it? It is splendorous. It is rich and full beyond understanding. Jesus himself said, "The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, look on, understand, and be amazed at the Father's love for you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you so loved the world that you gave your one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.